Americans Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Right off the bat, we always go to Foggy Bottom. That's right, Washington, D.C. And we speak with the true insiders, Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us again. And Ellen, as you described to me right before we jumped on the air, is it really like a war zone there?
It is a complete war zone. I mean, I've never seen people who just can't get it together and agree. And not only can they not agree, but they come up with these figures in both the Reid bill and the Boehner bill that don't agree with the Congressional Budget Office. So to an outsider, and even though I'm a Washington insider, I feel like an outsider, you want to say, when you write the bill, why don't you pull in somebody from the Congressional Budget Office and ask them to help you figure out how much it really is going to cost?
Yeah, and I it's interesting you say that, because I said, where are all the economists? Obviously, there has to be some consulting with people who know numbers, but maybe they're not doing that, I guess.
It's really quite astounding. I quite don't know what to say. I'm so shocked. But anyway, so that is what's going on in terms of part of the budget bill. Today, Jay Carney said, listen, there's going to be a tax on everybody when they get their credit cards, and the rates have increased, and that's a tax. Then he got into a fight with Ann Henry, who is now at Fox News. He says, you're preparing these questions for Fox News. And Ann Henry said no, and then he basically said, well, you know, somebody was in here for Fox News this week, and we went over the budget figures with him because Ann Henry was pressing him to why hasn't the president submitted something. And the president, by the way, has really had nothing on public schedule all week except for Friday. He's going to be doing something on auto admission and standards between 2015 and 2027.
Yes,
but it was just back and forth all day long. Tonight, the Rules Committee met on what's going to happen with the rules, with the Boehner thing, how that's going to be go forth in Congress tomorrow. And then there's a question about the balanced budget amendment and whether that's going to go through and what the rules for that are going to be. It's just crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, and speaking of Boehner, I love the quote. Boehner said to the Republicans, get your rears in line, basically.
Basically.
Wow. I think he's getting pressure. We talked about the Tea Party last time around, and talking about the Tea Party and talking about, you know, as you mentioned, Haley Barbour saying, listen, you got to jump on board with this. The pressure, you can feel it emanating from Washington, right?
Very, very much so. And the pressure from the Tea Party on the Republicans is great. Tomorrow, the Democrats, liberal Democrats move on, and that crowd are doing a demonstration on the steps of the Capitol. It's like, this is almost August, folks. People take off in August around here.
They didn't get the memo. All right, so we'll keep playing that waiting game with you, Ellen. Thanks so much, as always, for updating us. So coming up here on this first hour of America Tonight, thanks for joining us. We're going to let you hear some of the sounds from the floor in D.C. As Ellen said, you can just cut the tension, really, with a knife. And I've heard that from several other people. We're down to 6-5-4-3-2-1, and then, boom, what happens? I keep using the same description, but it's what Tim Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, said, expect another Great Depression. This will be part two. We're seeing that the numbers on the markets are falling. The Dow was down, but that's like a roller coaster ride and a craps game anyway. You're either in it for the thrill or you're in it for the misery. Either way, that's what happens with the markets. Negative news, however, does tend to make those markets go down even further. So I don't doubt that if the debt ceiling isn't lifted, that we would see that with the markets. But how severely would all of us be affected by this? You know, we keep hearing, oh, mortgage rates, your credit cards will go sky high. If you have Social Security checks, you're not going to get them when you go to the mailbox. If you're in the military and you're depending on a check, you're not going to get that. It's nothing but doom and gloom, really, for the middle class. So as much as we keep talking about, oh, the rich people aren't paying theirs, and the rich people need to pay more, and the rich people aren't feeling this. they really won't feel it as much as somebody who's in the middle class, because it always comes back to that. Always comes back to the middle class. Coming up at the end of this hour, something a little fun. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I was thinking about this because of a personal reason. My grandfather was buried at a military cemetery in Florida last year. He died at the age of 93, and it's a beautiful cemetery. It's called Bushnell, and it's outside of, it's kind of in between Orlando and Tampa. And you see all the white stones, and it's orderly, and it's beautiful the way it's laid out. And my family went back to actually see the site, because nobody really lives there. Nobody lives close enough. They went back to see it. And on his headstone, we had written, "A life well lived." So I started to think about this. More people are getting cremated. A lot of people in olden times would just have families in a row, and they would say, like, beloved son, or loving father, loving wife, whatever, like that, and just have the dates. And then there were other people that had things put on stones. Ben Franklin, his epitaph was like this: "The body of Ben Franklin, printer. Like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here, food for worms. Yet the work itself shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more beautiful edition, corrected and amended by the author." That's a mouthful, and truly, that's what was on the stone. I thought I would write a few for some people who might not be as clever or creative once they pass on. And as I mentioned, with so many people being cremated, you might not see headstones very much in the future. Let's face it, when we talk about the South, and especially New Orleans, remember, one of the saddest things in the aftermath of Katrina is the fact that because it was like a bowl, and people forget this, you had so many cemeteries that were just decimated. They were destroyed. And you had bodies floating, you know, coffins and whatnot, because of the way New Orleans is built. So more people there are being encouraged not to do the grave thing unless it's a way, way above ground mausoleum. But even then, they still had problems with those. So more people are being encouraged to be buried in, you know, get cremated and have an urn, perhaps. And people are choosing to do that, too. It depends on family, and with people in shrinking families, the days of going out and putting those blankets on the graves and whatnot are not here anymore. You don't see that as much. Yes, you see flowers and people visiting, but not like you used to, I think. And that's part of how things are changing as far as death is concerned. So that's something to look forward to, a funeral at the end of the hour. Coming up next, though, speaking of funerals, we're going to go to Washington again and let you hear some of the sounds in D.C. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So the clock is ticking on this default thing, Kate Delaney America tonight, and you have a front row seat because we've been talking about it for a long time, and I think by now all of the people in the heartland, in the south, in the north, east, west, wherever you live, wherever you hail from, I think we all get it. We understand what the debt ceiling is, we understand about the deficit and how ridiculous it is that we're so deep into the red. Never have I hated a color so much. Seriously. Will we ever, ever be in the black? I said this before in the show, and truly, sadly, I believe that in my lifetime, I don't think so. I don't think so. Will I ever get on the air somewhere? There's a better one. And say, wow, you know, what are we going to do with those surplus funds that we have? How about that surplus? Can you imagine? So, it's a tug of war. It is a tug of war. You have Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's very polarizing. People either like her or they hate her. And she's the chair of the Democratic National Committee. And she's saying that the Republicans are running around like little Napoleons. They're trying to impose dictatorship with the tactics that they're using during the whole negotiating process. And that their rhetoric is just ridiculous because it's going to spark panic and chaos, which is maybe devastating to the economy. And I thought about this in the world that we live in and the power of words. Is there any truth to that whatsoever? In other words, Republican or Democrat, with whatever it is they're saying, can they sink the ship called the USA with all of the phony dollars that we're printing? Can they sink it with just what they say? And, you know, here's the thing. From the Democratic point of view, because they're stymied, they're stopped, they can't get through the wall, that's what you do. You throw the other guy over and say, listen, I give. We're trying to work this out. They just won't work it out, and you listen to what's being said. And so when your life gets screwed up, blame the Republicans. And it's a setup, I think, for the elections. Now, I already mentioned this. Negative news does affect the market. Sometimes it's ridiculous, the news that you'll tune in and find out from Maria Bartiromo that XYZ stock sank. There's some obvious things that happen, like Netflix, for example. They decide they're going to gouge everybody. So people drop it. So 2 million people drop, and more people are considering it because they don't want to pay, you know, 15, 16 bucks to get their movie and streaming together. And the stock drops dramatically. Or you have, like, the BP oil spill catastrophe in the Gulf. So BP stock tanks for a while. That's that kind of negative news will happen, brought on by the company somehow themselves. And then there's things in the economy that make it happen. But I would argue that, by the way, that the Democrats are doing that just as much as the Republicans are, because they're constantly pointing it out. They're constantly going on talk shows and pointing that out, talking about that if this happens, it's going to be catastrophic, and the markets will tank, and our more credit ratings will go down. So they're doing the same thing. Both groups, sad to say, are the masters of the obvious. So I thought you'd want to hear a little bit. Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, talked about, from the Tea Party angle, the debt and how crazy it is and how out of control it is. Then on the other side, could you get more left and opposite of Rand Paul? We go to New York, and Senator Chuck Schumer, who's been around for a long time, unlike Rand, who is a freshman senator, Schumer talked about the nation is just crazy out of control. Take a listen.
It's not the debt ceiling, but it's a crisis over debt. We are spending $100,000 a second. We are borrowing $40,000 a second. It is out of control.
Instead of leading the House, Speaker Boehner is being led by a fringe in his caucus that thinks default is okay. Well, Speaker Boehner should not, and we cannot, let a small block of House Republicans lead the whole nation off a cliff.
All right, so there you have it. Wasserman and Schumer say the Republicans are sticking it to us with what they're doing, the stalemate, continuing to say, no, we're not going to sign, we're not going to go in that direction, we're not signing up for that. And also by talking about the things that are happening with the debt, by, you know, all the chaos and whatnot, which I think really the Democrats are pushing forward. You know, Tim Geithner is the Treasury, is the Secretary of Treasury, rather, and he's number one, the point man who constantly is saying, constantly is saying that everything is going to crash, the markets are going to crash, the ratings are going to kill us, we're going to lose our superpower status. I mean, any negative possible twist you can think of, he is singing that tune. He reminds me of Alan Greenspan, the former Federal Reserve Chairman, who was, everything was hunky-dory for him when he was in that position. Then he gets out of that position, writes a big, chunky book. It was like a billion pages. I'm not exaggerating. I have it. And then he goes and gives speeches for XYZ amount of money and says brutal things about the economy. And when the wise old Buddha speaks, then he tanks Wall Street. So between the two of them, how do you have a chance anyway? Let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy. Thanks for the call. What's up, man?
Oh, I gave you just cut. Well, as far as old Alan Greenspan, man, you got to see him do the disco on Saturday Night Live, man. That's awesome.
I have to go back into the vault and watch that.
Now, anyway, now we got Chucky's back. I knew he'd be there. We're going off the cliff, according to old Chucky now. Old Chucky Schumer, I don't know him. Between him and old Barney Frankfurter, I think they both got this disease called diarrhea of the mouth. Now,
yeah.
We're going to have to do something about that. But anyway, I was listening to the Tea Partiers, and these freshman Republicans, the ones that they those 70, they're not going to budge an inch. They're not going to budge an inch.
No, they aren't. They're not going to budge. We talked to Rand Paul a couple of times, and one time we had him on the show, Ronnie, probably when you weren't listening, but when he was running. When he was running for office and he was raising money, and every single thing that he said to me in that conversation, he's trying to do now, and that was, you know, a year and a half ago.
But you know what? Look at Mr. Magoo's plan from the Senate. Now you look at old Mr. John Boehner. What has he got? I mean, he's got the two-tiered special, and all he does is just added a little amendment to add to make it rewrite so he'd have it according to CBO figures. And not only that, they didn't change nothing. He said they can have that bipartisan commission there on the second go-around, and they're going to be the final say and decide of what gets cut and what don't. And these guys are not going to be left in the boat, whether you're Republican or Democrat. You're not going to have any say-so. And these guys like Dreyer right now, and I'm not in favor of what he's doing in that rules committee, but they're doing on the closed rules. And it's nuts, man, what's going on.
It is nuts what's going on. Ronnie, thanks for the call. The House schedules a vote for the plan on Thursday. This is a major test for the Republican caucus and whether it can push through the Boehner deal, which we were just talking about there. The Tea Party are saying, we're not going there. And you had the Congressional Budget Office, which we talked about in the beginning of the show, Ellen saying that, I don't understand, the numbers don't add up, saying that revisions to Boehner's plan would bring a total of $915 billion in savings over 10 years. So an increase of about $65 billion over the actual initial version of it, and with the revisions, that would call for an immediate increase in the debt ceiling, which would be $900 billion. His pledge to match any debt ceiling hike, he pledges to meet that with any hike with dollar-to-dollar spending cuts. However, the Senate Democrats said, whoa, 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 the Republican plan has no prayer, buddy, of passing the Senate. No prayer. And the Republicans on the Senate side, like the Rand Pauls, called the Democratic plan a non-starter. All right. Clock is ticking, right? We're going to talk about your health and generic prescription drugs next.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrideKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrideKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrideKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrideKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. In this week's edition of For Your Health, here come the generics. That's right. Did you know in the next 14 months or so, 7 of the world's best-selling drugs, and we're including Lipitor and Plavix, will get some serious competition with the explosion of the generics and the expiration dates set on those patents for drugs like Lipitor and Plavix, as I mentioned. So what happens now? What does that mean? The cost goes down for the patients and the companies, but what does it all mean to you and to me? It's a very big pleasure to welcome to the show Dr. Mitchell Brooks. Doc, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Kate. And you?
I'm good, thank you. And, you know, you're a doctor, but the main one of the main things I think that people, for some reason in this country, I don't know if we just don't get it or we're just a little lazy or what it is, but why don't people take the responsibility for their health, like their weight and all those other factors? Why don't they put it on their own shoulders? I don't understand that. You're a doctor, so you've seen this, I'm sure, over the years. And have you seen the way people take care of themselves deteriorate?
Yeah, I think people take care of themselves like a rental car, you know? I mean, there's no personal responsibility. And the answer to your question, I think, is really simple. They have no skin in the game. It doesn't cost them anything. Most people think that because they have insurance, that they pay a copay, and that's all they have to worry about. That's not in fact the case, but that's perception, and as you know, perception is reality. And because people really don't have noticeable skin in the game, there's no incentive for them to take care of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you, by the way. And looking at what's going on now, too, with the generics, as we sort of go in that direction here, that's what some people are saying. Wow, you know, now I'm going to be able to pay a lot less, so give me the generics.
But what happens when a better drug comes along,
yeah,
that has less side effects? You know, Lipitor has a substantial amount of side effect, not the least of which is muscle cramping. And the muscle cramping can be pretty severe. And I'm sure that if you ask 10 or 15 people who take Lipitor, four or five of them have muscle cramping with which they put up. But down the road with the new genome, with our ability to decipher the genome, there are going to be better and better drugs that are coming out. And these drugs that are now generic will be supplanted by better drugs and drugs that will not be generic. So it's kind of like this ongoing vicious cycle.
Yeah, and the ongoing vicious cycle is about profits for the drug companies, isn't it?
Well, sure, that's part of it. I mean, but I think, to be fair, it's easy to beat up the drug companies, and it's easy to say, oh, well, they don't have a right to make a profit. But if we really are honest and take a look at the drug companies, you know, they invest nearly $70 billion in drug development. And think about the number of jobs that they provide. And the United States government, through the Federal Drug Administration, makes the development of those drugs burdensome and onerous. And there's a tremendous amount of paperwork involved, a tremendous amount of administrative costs, so that the cost to bring a new drug to the market in the United States is substantially more than bringing a drug to the market in other countries. I'm not speaking for the drug companies, but I am speaking for fairness and to look at things that are not as simple as they first may seem. And if you're a shareholder in a drug company, I'm sure you certainly have that bent. So it's just not as easy as it seems. And not only that, as Americans, we want the newest, the latest, and the greatest. And that doesn't come without a cost. So,
oh, yeah, no kidding. You and I were talking about this actually earlier in the day before you jumped on for the interview. We were talking about Canada, and we have a lot of people listening to us in Canada all over the place, including in Montreal. Sam in Montreal calls us a lot. We have Alan Canada calls us and a slew of other people. And they would say this, Doc, that their healthcare system isn't so great. This whole push about, gee, what's wrong with the healthcare system? Shouldn't it be more like Canada or Europe, what you're seeing in England? And you made, in your comments to me, and you were dead on, you talked about the population. I mean, really, you're talking about 37 million versus how many? 310 million in the United States? And there's no comparing that.
Well, it's not even the numbers. You're talking about the kind of society as well. I mean, I lived in Canada for 13 years, and I did my medical school, and I was a family practitioner in Ontario for 3 years. So I know a little bit about what I'm speaking. And I will say to you that if you're going to talk about Canada, firstly, there are only 37 million people, number one. Number two, it's a society that believes in a strong central government as opposed to the rights of the individual, whereas we are a society that believes more in individual rights and states' rights than we do in a strong central government. And the Canadian society is, by and large, not a violent society. When I trained in Canada, if we saw one gunshot wound or two gunshot wounds a year in Toronto, which is now a city of, what, 6-7 million people, it was a lot. If you don't see one or two gunshot wounds in a half a day in New York City, then, you know, you're either unconscious or you're not doing your job. So we have our problems are much more complex. Our society is much more diverse. And we're taking care of 310 million people. And so I think that when Canadians start talking about their healthcare system being superior, they need to start defining what they mean by superior. And then if we're talking about drugs, then if we talk about Canada and Great Britain, and I taught in Great Britain, and I've operated there, and if you're talking about those societies, in addition to France and Germany and the other socialized healthcare systems of the West, they take our research and development that we, the American taxpayer, support and we fund, and they get the drugs at considerably less cost than we do. And in order to make the profits that the drug companies have to make to warrant the research and development that they spend, they cost shift back onto us. So not only are we paying for the research and development that is keeping the Europeans and the Canadians in the best and latest and greatest drugs, but we're also bearing the cost of it on the other end. So we're getting it both ways. So something has to be done about that as well. And I think the United States government probably needs to stand pretty firm next to the drug companies and say, no, we're not going to sell these drugs to you at a substantially discounted price. We're going to sell them to our people at the same price we're going to sell to you. And if you infringe on our patents, then we're going to do what we need to do internationally, and we're going to take you to court, and we're going to do whatever is within our power as a country to do to prevent it. The mortality rates for cancer in Canada and Great Britain are high enough as it is. They don't need them to be any higher, and the productivity loss that would go along with loss of some of the better drugs and the more modern drugs would also impact their economy even more than it does in any case. So those are all issues that need to be considered.
Yeah, I agree with you. There was something that I read today about the Supreme Court, a Supreme Court ruling, and this was actually a little while ago, on pharmaceuticals, on the safety warnings. And it all centered around generics. It centered around the labels and whether or not a generic drug company could be sued for failing to actually strengthen its warning label beyond, you know, what they had beyond the branded versions. And what happened with the ruling, actually, it was a reversal saying, you know, that they upended it, as I mentioned. So that changes a lot of things as far as generics are concerned. And there's a worry among some doctors that the warnings won't be strong enough. What do you make of that?
Well, we do know, for instance, that there are certain drugs that we really don't want our patients taking that are generic. This we know. For instance, if you take the blood thinner Coumadin, we want people to take the brand name Coumadin. Warfarin is not as effective as Coumadin. That's been shown. If you're on an anti-rejection drug, if you have a transplant, there's a drug called Neoral. And we don't want people not taking Neoral. We know that the generic is not as effective. What you need to look for in a generic is that the generic is made in a factory that is an FDA-approved factory. Most people don't know that all the Lipitor is not made. There's no Lipitor made in the United States. I think most of it is made in Ireland, I believe. Mm. I don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the case. But those factories are all FDA-approved factories. And the same in most of the Western European countries, in Australia, in Canada. And in point of fact, the online pharmacies that people go to in the Bahamas or in the Caribbean, they are Canadian pharmacies. And they import drugs from factories in Europe that are FDA-approved factories, and all the drugs are sealed. You run into trouble when you get generics that are made in China or made in India, where you're not quite sure what's going into the drug. And I would probably include Mexico in that as well. So, yes, I think it's important to be careful. It's important to consult your physician. Most doctors will be up on this kind of thing, and most doctors should know which generics are appropriate and which aren't.
Yeah, because certainly after what you just said, I'm sure some ears are perking up around the nation right now where they're, well, you know, they're just not thinking about that.
Well, you know, if you bite into some Lipitor and you get a piece of chicken beak, it's not really a good sign. So,
no kidding. No
probably
kidding.
Probably not.
Dr. Mitchell Brooks, medical expert, we enjoyed the conversation. Will you come back
Thank
on with
you.
Us?
I'd be delighted to. Anytime you want to invite me, I'm delighted to accommodate you. You're a pleasant host.
Great. We'll do it again.
Thank you so much. Ma'am.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
At the end of this hour on America Tonight. So welcome. It's okay if you didn't wear black. I thought about this the other day. Tombstones, what they say, what they represent, and in the future, the fact that there won't be as many. When was the last time any of you listening to me, I'm curious about this, I'm serious, actually went to a cemetery? Have you been to a cemetery at all in your life? I know people that have never even been to a cemetery. Last one I went to, I looked around and noticed that most of the headstones didn't have epitaphs on them. They just would say son or daughter or loving mother or whatever it would be and then have the date. Some of them had photographs. Round photographs that look like those buttons, you know, that you take and you put on the stone. And some of them had flowers and some of them, frankly, had weeds growing around them. I was there for a funeral where it was the final, you know, last hurrah, if you will. And the cemetery was huge, but a lot of the stones I just happened to notice were old because I think more people are choosing not to be buried in cemeteries. They're going the cremation route. And then, sadly, probably some can't afford it. What do caskets cost? What's an average funeral cost for somebody? And I read earlier in this hour Ben Franklin's epitaph, which was very clever and was vintage Franklin. You could just see him writing that somewhere and saying, this is what I want you to put on my Stone. So I thought of a few. Jennifer Lopez somehow always seems to reinvent herself. Well, on her headstone, I think it would say, Jennifer Lopez, in love with love again and again and again, but live by the credo that it's better to have loved than to not have loved at all. Steven Spielberg, uber famous, when he was a kid, running around doing little war movies with the camera he had. Grew up in Arizona. And could there be a more famous director? Certainly he makes the short list. Steven Spielberg, here lies the dream maker, probably rearranging scenes for the higher authority. Bernie Madoff. I don't know if a stone would survive with his name on it, but Bernie Madoff coulda, woulda, shoulda, unfortunately did. Screwed a lot of people out of a lot of money. There wouldn't be many tears for Bernie Madoff. Tiger Woods, sweet and short, he carried a big stick. Hey, double entendre, think of it however you will. I'm referring to his golf clubs and the fact that he won so many majors but probably still won't break Jack Nicklaus's records with the way he's playing lately anyway. Ahmadinejad, does he need an introduction? The dictator of Iran, who says, or who I think his headstone should read, spending eternity convincing the devil I'm not really a bad guy. Ralph Nader, looking for the best deal for the consumers in the afterworld. He'll never rest. Hugh Hefner, how many times does this guy get married or live with some woman? Hugh Hefner never met a bunny he didn't like. Woody Allen, filmmaker. People know Woody Allen, right? Does he need an introduction? Oy vey. Oy vey. That sums it up for him. Bill O'Reilly. No spin zone. Of course. How easy was that? Anyway, I thought that'd be fun. Did anyone out there get it? You might have a few of your own. If you do, send them to me through the website, americatonight.net. Just click on the mail, and that's how you be able to reach us. Or you can jingle these digits, but you better hurry before we exit. 800-259-5791. Switching from the funeral to something I like to call for real. Boy, there are a lot of for reals lately. And just skip everything that's going on in Washington. Here's a couple of good for reals. You know how I'm saying that, too. For real? For real? How about this athlete who decided he was going to pretend he was a student? He ended up getting 3 years in prison. 3 years in prison. I don't know. Does that seem out of whack to you? Let me explain a little bit more so that it might make a little more sense. You know, sometimes what happens, especially in situations where there's football to be had and cheerleaders to chase, you just don't want to let go of those high school days, right? It's too hard. So a former star athlete actually posed as a teenager so he could play high school basketball in West Texas. And he made a plea deal. They caught him. They made a plea deal. He's 23 years old. Made a plea deal, and he's going to go to prison was sentenced to prison anyway for 3 years. How much actual time he does, you know, could get good behavior and all of that. But here's the thing that was bad. He was guilty of a couple of counts of sexual assault, 3 counts of tampering with government records, and he was playing one season at Odessa Permian High School, which is huge when it comes to football. There's a book out called Friday Night Lights. Remember, there was a television series based on the same thing, and he led the Panthers to a state playoff, but the team had to forfeit after a story unraveled. And then, you know, that as he was going on trial, he was accused of identity theft and sexual assault because he was posing as a teenager. And guess what? He was fooling around with a 15-year-old. So that's how they could really, really get him. But how shocking, I think, for the people around him, the Odessa people, when they looked into it, they initially cleared him. And what a high-profile case that ended up becoming. And you look at him, and to me, of course, some teenagers look older. But to me, you look at him, and I think he looked older. I don't think he looked like a teen, but they bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And then Odessa Permian paid the price, and I guess so did he in the end. Here's another for real for you. Casey Anthony, she needs no introduction either, right? After being cleared in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, for which I guess nobody will ever answer for that crime, she is now apparently really seriously shopping an interview to various networks. And the asking price, supposedly, is $150,000. So I wonder if anyone will pay $150,000 to interview Casey Anthony. You know, get the exclusive. What do you think she's possibly going to say? And then what I would be curious about is, if you have somebody interviewing her, is it no holds barred? And I don't know that she would do so well if you really got somebody good who knew how to just get in there and question her. So 11 days after she leaves a Florida jail, she gets away from the media now, and the rumors are pretty, I think they're real, that she and some lawyers are looking at getting, and it's not, by the way, it's not $150,000, it's $1.5 million. $150,000 was for something else that she was shopping. But $1.5 million, rather, for a television network. And apparently, there are some people that are interested. There's kind of a bidding war. Oh, I hope that's not true. That there's a bidding war. A bidding war. Remember, a couple of years ago, she got $200,000 for the rights to photos and video of her daughter, Kaylee. That's a lot of that you would see. And ABC paid $200,000 for that. NBC, CBS, wonder if they'll bite on that. Because, you know, they're after ratings. Ooh, that is a for real, isn't it?